Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow at this time, Paul Majors returns to the show. We haven't talked to Paul in a while since we had Randy Shaver in studio. When Randy left care, but now he's been so busy, he's busier now. I mean, he's a workaholic. I'm about to start playing pickleball with a young man again.
How'd they go the first time?
I did okay singles against him, but then when we played in this doubles competition, I didn't win a single game.
You blame your partner?
No, they were all pros. They were all pros.
Was it the opposing pro or Randy taking advantage of you being the weak link on your squad?
First of all, the fact that I was put into a quasi-celebrity event and I played pickleball three times in my entire life.
Come on. You've played enough
tennis.
If you could play tennis, you could play pickleball. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, if you saw me that day, you didn't think so. Because I think we played five matches, and I went 0 for 5. I don't know if Shaver was dominant, but, well, there was a ringer, too, a couple ringers. You know, I've bitterness. But at this time tomorrow, Paul Majors is with us because Kathy Werzer put together a special, which is going to be on PBS, Broadcast Wars, about when local TV news was really a big deal in this town. Now, for some, it still is a big deal. But Kathy sat down with a lot of the big knockers from the 80s, 90s to talk about what it was like then, the battle, you know, Major Shelby. And listen, as Jason pointed out last time here, Frank Vassalero, it should be pointed out, when Frank Vassalero replaced Paul Majors at care and Don Shelby at CCO, the ratings went up. So,
big feather in your cap.
That's a big, no doubt. That is. So our guy Majors back on the show. Sound alike to Paul Majors passed away recently. Chuck Woolery. Listen to Majors. Listen to Chuck Woolery. They sound a fair amount alike. Now, politically, no. Because Chuck the last few years showed he's MAGA to the core.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. His call. Have a podcast. Believe in it. Not a problem at all. Sadly, passed away at the age of 83. So text me right now. Who is the greatest game show host ever? Who is it? 651-461-9226. He's in the conversation.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't think he gets it for most people. I thought he was very good. I thought he was quick. I thought he was funny. Good looking, looked the part. Big head, you need a big head to be
Gotta
a game
have
show
the big
host.
Head. Merv Griffin says so.
Yeah, big head, no doubt about it. How about 7 years on the wheel in a contract dispute? And then that's when Sajak stepped in. Pat should be very happy about that contract dispute.
Yes, no kidding.
That is a great contract dispute for Pat Sajak. When I think of him, I think of one game show. I'm assuming you think of the same one, right?
When I think of Woolery?
Yeah.
I think of Dating Game.
Oh, I got two.
Because that's what I remember.
See, I got two and two.
Well, he was doing two and two on the Dating Game, too, but that's what I just remember as a kid.
No, he was doing that on the Love Connection. I don't think
he kept it going.
He did?
Oh, you bet he did.
Oh, well, that's uncalled for.
But, I mean, you talk about versatility.
Yeah.
Dating Game, Love Connection, Wheel, among others.
Scrabble.
Yeah.
Home and Family. Greed. Lingo. Then he also had, his own talk show, the Chuck Woolery Show, in the 90s. What an early run in the 90s when we had Magic, Chevy Chase.
Yes. Rosie O'Donnell had a daytime talk show.
Well, Rosie's was successful.
Yes, it was.
I'm talking, well, I guess I don't know if Chuck's was at night. It certainly wasn't on ABC or NBC, but who else was? Somebody else. We were just giving out talk shows if somebody knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Chevy, loathsome individual, and his talk show failed just miserably.
You're so happy about that.
I was.
You love other people struggling, don't you?
No. If it's the consensus, somebody's a loathsome individual, which it is for Chevy. I'll call him Chessie. I'm happy he didn't have success in that area. I don't think he cares. He's doing fine. We both saw this story over the weekend. The happiest people spend their weekends treating them like a vacation, happiness expert says. This person deserves to be tased. Get out of here. Like, for a lot of us, listen, sometimes there are the relaxing weekends. Sometimes there are fun weekends. Sometimes you actually go on a holiday. When you're the kid meat grinder like you are right now because Quentin's health challenges, which I am also, I'm not suntanning every moment of the day. Honestly, go say that to somebody right now who's battling their budget. They have multiple kids, or maybe maybe they're on their own, or their partner's working a second job, and say, treat your weekend like it's a vacation.
That's right. No cleaning, no yard work, no maintenance on the home. The kids got an activity. Hire Jeeves to valet them to the field and back.
Now, just point out,
enjoy the hammock.
78% of American workers don't take full advantage of their PTO, according to a poll. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but I know Susie's not a part of that 78%.
No, Susie and Jordana are not a part of that list. I can assure you that.
Do we still feel guilty if you're coming up to the end of the year?
Some.
You've got, a couple days to burn, but you don't really need them. So,
yeah.
I'll just go to work, be a team player.
And when they do, 54% said they can't completely unplug from the jobs. Again, that's all about the job, right?
Sure.
There are some jobs you should, most jobs, completely unplug. Maybe there's the rarity, there's exception where you should pay attention. But everybody, just go ahead. Just leave the kids, in the crib. Don't feed them. Don't take them to a sporting event or choir or guitar. Mm-hmm. Or don't work that extra job. You're vacationing.
Yes. Sorry, Jimmy. I'm in the hammock today.
Exactly.
You take care of your own lunch. And change your sister, by the way.
Who is the greatest game show host of all time? A man who I think would give up his wife and his two children.
You think?
To have that qualification. To have that description. Jason DeRussia is next. I've given up on I think he would.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You're the game show expert. Here are Richard Dawson, Bob Barker, Gene Rayburn, Alex Trebek, Groucho, Wink Martindale, Chuck Barris, Monty Hall, Corey Cove. Those are our picks. Among that group, I think initials has worked out well for Corey.
Yes.
Very, very well. To you, who and Sajak should be in that mix for sure. Who is the greatest game show host of all time?
Whew. Dawson.
Dawson?
Yeah. Innovator.
Yep.
Kind of different, memorable.
He also was an excellent contestant.
Good, great. He was an even better contestant.
He was a better contestant. He was kind of...
He was a jerk.
He was bawdy and...
There's a documentary on the Match Game that's very, very interesting.
Oh, really?
And it talks about how they would shoot it like on a Friday night. And you can tell...
Probably cocktailed him up.
Correct. So when you watch a week's worth of episodes...
It's later in the evening.
Yeah, by Thursday, you're like, oh my gosh, they are hammered.
Right.
And so, just pretty interesting. But Dawson, like, was really feuding with, not Alan Ludden, who was the host of the Match Game.
Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn, yeah.
With the long mic.
Because he wanted to be a star.
Yeah.
And then he was.
Macy's.
This is because Chuck Woolery died? Is that what provoked that?
Yep. Yeah. Macy's says accounting employee, I repeat, accounting employee hit up to, wait for it, $154 million in expenses.
Yeah.
You know what I have to say about that?
Right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, you should be prosecuted and also lauded.
And hired.
Know, well done.
Hired.
Yeah, that was good work. That was a good run.
$132 to $154 mm-hmm. from the fourth quarter in 2021 to the most recent period. There's no evidence that the accounting errors had affected his cash management or payments to vendors.
Everybody got paid? You know, bank error in your favor.
How
you got to keep an eye out for, you know, those finance accounting people. They're shady. They're shady.
Macy's. Who's checking your books? That one person is Madoff back? Did I miss something?
So what did this person do? Like, did this person, like, they were hiding these expenses, but were they taking the money? Or I don't fully understand.
I don't either. But
could have been a mistake. It could have been a mistake.
But
I don't think they were stealing the money.
My tax guy occasionally listens, Eric. If I can hire this guy, you're gone.
Yeah, right. Hide some of your expenses.
Yeah, because you know me, I claim a lot of expenses.
I like to pay taxes. I like to support this great country.
Eh, you really don't like.
No,
you do, and
I do.
Yeah, you're a giver.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.